Before we start the next sugya, we did set over yesterday a ha'oreh from the Chazon Ish that according to Beis Shammai, according to the Rashba explains Shitas Beis Shammai that one should drink the yayin before in order that he should be mekayim v'chalto v'savoto uverachto, that there should be a birchas hamazon d'oraisa, so therefore one drinks the yayin before. But that is only if birchas hamazon ain't t'una kais. If birchas hamazon t'una kais, so then the halacha would be afilo according to Beis Shammai that one should not drink the yayin before the birchas hamazon, and then one should bench ala kais, and then he should drink the yayin. That's what the Chazon Ish says should be according to Beis Shammai. The Chazon Ish asks a shayla, but l'chayre, if one will drink the wine after the birchas hamozein, one will become mechuyev in birchas hamozein min ha-toyre, and he'll have to go and bench over again without a kais. So what did he accomplish by drinking the wine after what will he accomplish by drinking the wine after the birchas hamozein? He'll be mechuyev to bench over again. And this ha'oreh from the Chazon Ish, I would like to be medame the sefer Hagro Minhagim for Rav Moshe Sternbuch. He brings as follows that Rav Chaim Voloshiner asked the goyin Ashaila, what should one do if one is eating pasabo bekisnim, one is eating cake, and the halacha is if one is keveya sudan cake, one has to make a moitzi and bench. So is it sufficient if one will make a brocha achoine, one will eat less than a shir kvi yesude, he'll make a brocha achoine, and then later he'll again make a bayramine mezainis, and again he'll eat less than a shir kvi yesude. And the goyin answered that a brocha achoine is not maspik. By making a brocha achoine, and by then eating again mezainis, it will become mitzurev, the second achila with the first achila, and he'll be mechuyev to bench. So he won't accomplish anything with a brocha achoine. But the goyin said, the eitzah is that one should wait after the first achila, till the second achila, more than ashir b'chtei achilas pras. So then that is considered two achilas. By two achilas, there is no din tziruf between the second achila and the first achila. That was the eitzah of the goyin. So l'chayre, mitzad echad, we see from the goyin like the Chazon Ish, just like the goyin says that if we'll make a al hamichya, that will not accomplish that achila rishayne should not become mitzuruf to achila shniya. L'maisi yed ashir kviyis will become mechuyiv and bichas hamozim min ha-toyre, even though he already made a brocha achoyne and al hamichya on the first achila. That will not shter the tziruf. That is exactly what the Chazon Ish said, that the birchas hamozein that he made before will not pater him from a chiyuv birchas hamozein d'oraisa. But the goyin does say an eitzah that if the second achila is more than kedei shir achilas pras, then it does not become mitzuruf with the first achila. So perhaps over here this would be a shtikal eitzah on the Chazon Ish's kasha. Number one, we have to know what the goyin held, or what the aloch is, what the shiur of kedei achilas pras is. There's different shiurim. Others say 2 minutes, others say 4 minutes, others say 9 minutes. Number two, we have to know how long it took Chazal to say birchas hamozein. So if we will assume that the birchas hamozein of Chazal took longer than the shiur kedei achilas pras, so then we'll have a teretz on the Chazon Ish's kasha. That means that if they drank the kais after birchas hamozein, and the goyin says that an achila after ashir kdei achilas pras does not become mitzuruf with the previous achila, so memele, so then would be for him for the kasha. So this shtiyah has no shaykhes with the previous achila, so therefore he's not mechuyev to bench over again birchas hamozein. But that's with two hayils, if we will assume, that that one hoyel, that the kaponim, the time it took for them to bench Birchas Hamazon was longer than the shiur from Kedei Achilas Pras. Let us go to the Gemara now, Daf Nun Beis Omid Beis. Now, we hear here a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when one should wash his hands if he's drinking wine before the Suda. Beis Shammai said that halacha is one is not allowed to be mishtamish with a koish she'achayr of tome. Is therefore, if one is planning to drink wine, one has to already wash his hands before the mezigas hakoyis, and then this netila already is oile for the pas also, if he's drinking wine right before the suda, so memela the netila is oile for the mezigas hakoyis, and for the achilas pas also. That is svaras Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel held that, no, that one is permitted to be mishtamish with a koish achayr of tome. So therefore, there's no necessity to wash his hands before the mezigas hakoish. Let him be mezig the koish, let him drink the wine. Either the koish became tome, geit meroich nishton, and later let him wash on the tilos yadayim. So that is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds meizgenes akoyis. Beis Hillel holds meizgenes akoyis. V'achar kach noitel yadayim. Beis Shammai holds noitel yadayim. V'achar kach meizgenes akoyis. Dover acher. So now Beis Hillel came with another taina. They came tekev unatil, because Beis Hillel gave a reason. It is not preferable to be noitel yodov before the mezigas hakoyis, because the yodayim are not neguvis and they'll become tame, so he didn't accomplish anything with the tilas yodayim. Dover acher, tekev l'netilas yodayim suda. Now, Beis Hillel comes with a new taina and Beis Shammai, tekev l'netilas yodayim suda. My dover acher. What is the necessity of this dover acher? Hochi kamalu Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai. He says, according to you, we have a machloikis, is it permissible to be mishtamish with a keili that achayr of istomi? It's a machloikis. So, afilu l'ditchu, damriso also lishtamish bekli she'achayr of tmei, the gazrinin mishum netzoitzitz, that's your cheshbin. Afilu hochi, ho adife, but my anhoge is better. The tekef l'netilas yodayim su'ude. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ho adife, limzoik hakoyis tchile. That means, afilu according to you, that you hold that it's also lishtamish b'koyis she'achayr of tomei. Why? Because maybe in the middle of the su'ude, some wine will pour out of the koyis and fall on the achayre yakoyis, and then fall on his hands, and be metamis hands, so that's the taich chashinil in the tzaitzis. Afal pikein, ho adife limzeg akoyis tchile. Still, you should do the way I'm saying. Va'acha kach netilis yedayim, tekev lesude. V'loi osye, chshoshe de netzaitzis, u'mafka o hilchese vizu mi hilchesudehi. That means Beis Hillel is stacking up the tzodim. He says, afilu according to you. I hold leicha shinil in the tzaitis. So stama say not what to worry about. But afilu according to you that you hold chayshin in the tzaitis. So this is achshash baume. So if you could afford this chshash memela, but look what the price you're paying. This is a haloch and hilchisude take of netilas yodayim. Take of netilas yodayim. So therefore, I hold it should be first meizgim esakoyis va'achakach noitel nesiyadayim. So this is the kasha that Beis Hillel asks according to the Beis Shammai, that by you there's only achshash, and by me there's a hafko meiker adin. And for some reason or other, we don't know klal what Beis Shammai answered on this taina. The Ritva weiss though is Beis Shammai Bechlal didn't hold a loch of tekef l'netilas yadayim suda. But from the Rishonim here, it doesn't seem that is the svara of Beis Shammai. But I had two ha'ores on Beis Shammai according to Beis Hillel's kasha. He said Beis Hillel came with a taina that even though there's a chash, but the price you're paying is takeable until it's your dying suda. So one hour I heard, the Minchas Baruch, Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Baruch, and Simon Ches, he's Mavaya Asugye, and we hear a Sugye in Ketzed Mavochim. And in Ketzed Mavochim, we hear the whole Sugye of Seder HaNetila. First they came in, they washed one hand, and they drank wine. Then they went into a different room, they washed both hands, Afal Pisha Noto Yodei Achas, now they washed both hands. And again they took wine, and then they ate the Sude. So the Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Baruch is Mavayer, according to Shitas Rashi, that Baraisa goes according to Beis Shammai. And he explains that Baraisa as follows. Shitas Beis Shammai is that one is not permitted to be mishtamish with a kois shachoy rav tmeyim. So therefore, when one comes to take a kois, one has to wash one hand. So that's why the hand that's holding the kois, he shouldn't be metama the kois. So therefore, Beis Shammai held over there, that first when they came just to drink wine, so they had to wash one hand. Why did he have to wash one hand? Because in Yesod, in order to prevent tumas hakoyis, it's sufficient if you wash one hand. That's the lashon of Rashi. You should wash one hand today. The hand should be toyer b'shas natilas hakoyis. So it shouldn't be metama the kois. Now, that what Beis Shammai holds, that you wash both hands. So the Minchas Baruch explains as follows. Why should, now when a person is coming to the Suda alone, why should he wash only one hand? And then he'll have to wash again both hands. The first netila that he washed, that was kidei not to be metama the kois. That doesn't help for Natilash Yadayim. The Kivin Shalai Hoysala Bishvil Tume Lai Mahani Lachila. That's the Svar of Beis Shammai, the Natilash Yadayim Tzricha Kabon. So the first Natila does not help for Natilash Yadayim. So therefore, Beis Shammai held, if now he's about to eat, so why should he wash one hand? Be Moizig the Kois. And then go and wash both hands. L'chatchilu, go and wash both hands. That's what the Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Baruch says. That's the whole reason that Beis Shammai said, that's for sure. You have to have the hand that's touching the kois has to be washed before you make mezigas hakois. No, theoretically you could wash one hand, and then be mezig the kois, and then wash again both hands. So the Minchas Baruch says, so Beis Shammai said, why does he have to do it, repeat the procedure? If he's going to eat right away, let him chatchilu wash both hands. Abu Lachaire and Beis Hillel Esther Kasha and Beis Shammai take if Lenatila Brocha. So there's a problem, take him Tila Brocha. So Lachaire Beis Shammai should have said, good, there's a time of take if Lenatila Brocha, that's Taka Taine. So therefore the Seder should be, he should wash one hand. This Cheshbin of the Minchas Baruch Lachaire, that's only if it doesn't matter, so you have to wash Saivasai both hands over again, so Lachatrili can wash both hands. But it comes out that in Yesod als Tachshash of being Mishtamish Bekoish Achor of Tmeyim, that is not in Netila of two Yadayim. And that is sufficient until of one Yad. That where you're washing both hands is before, because of the Sudi, you're washing both hands. So Lachayre, if Beis Hillel Esther Kasha and Beis Shammai, let us say, take if Netila Broche, and because of that Rashi says, listen, you're only Yachshash, of the tzaitzis. I'm talking to you about Hilchas Suda. So it seems the shaila is there's a conflict of should we chash from the tzaitzis or Hilchas Suda. So l'chayre one can accomplish both. Let him wash one hand, and then there'll be no shash of the tzaitzis that the kais won't become tome. And then al saloch of takev l'natila suda, then let him wash both hands. That is one kasha I hear. According to the Minchas Baruch, why can't Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel? They'll be chayish von the tzaitzis, and they also can take care of the take of l'natila broche. Another ha'orah I heard, there's a very interesting problem that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Hei. If a person went to the bathroom before Natila Shadayim, So there's a tremendous problem over there. What should he do? If he'll wash his hands correctly, so Mamela, and he'll say first on the Tilas Yodayim, and then Asher Yotza. So take it from the Netilas Huda. The count Asher Yotza is a hefsik between the Birchas on the Tilas Yodayim to the Suda. So he can't say Asher Yotza that. Should he first say Asher Yotzar and then say on the Tilas Yadayim, so that Asher Yotzar is a hefsik between the Netila and the Bichas on the Tilas Yadayim? Take the Chaychnesh. So there's a big problem. So the Shloah HaKodesh came up with an Eitzah. He should wash his hands two times. Let him first wash his hands, he'll say Asher Yotzar. But then there's a problem. So his hands are toyer already. So how can he make now on the Tilas Yadayim? So the Shloah says, let him be metamis hands, not let him touch his shoes, and then let him wash again on until he should die. That was the Shloah's Eitzah in order to solve the problem, so he should wash his hands once for on until he should die, let him go and be metamis hands, and then let him wash his hands first, wash your yotza, then be metamis hands, then let him wash his hands again for on until he should die. That is the Shloah's Eitzah. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha on the Shloah that is not a good Eitzah, because if you washed your hands the first time for Asher Yotzah, so your hands are toyer now, by being metama your hands, you're goyrem abrocha she'ein etzricha. So Mamel, that's also not a good Eitzah. Aval Koponim, the Shloah Kodesh, for some reason held that is a good Eitzah. He wasn't chayish for the Magen Avraham's Kasha. So then again, L'chayre, according to the Shloah, so why didn't Beis Shammai do this Eitzah? The same type of akasha. There's a problem, mezigas akois has to be with yodayim tahiris. Fine. So wash your hands before the mezigas akois. Now you're up to mamish, the same problem. Now you're up to washing. So memelin, there's a cloud, take it from the tila sude. So let him be metamis hands. Let him wash again. Let him make a bracha on the tila shidayim. The same eitzah that the Shloah said. We have the same problem over there. We have a problem, take kifle netile sude. So therefore the Shloah says, wash first, wash your yotza, then be metama your hands, and make al netile shiodayim. So why didn't Beis Shammai say the same eitzah? From the sugi it seems that Beis Hillel is saying that Beis Shammai, the whole Beis Shammai is wrong because of take kifle netile brocha. The Beis Shammai doesn't have to be wrong. That means could be the zachshash of netzoitzitz, but l'chayre, they should solve all the problems by washing two times. Let us see Tosfos. Take from the Netilas Yadayim Suda. V'hai d'loi choshev leila el b'per keitzet mevorchim v'hadach idach tkifes. Before we have three members of Rav, take of l'smicha shchita, take of the Talmud Chochem Broche, take of l'gula tfilah. So why didn't we mention this take of the Netilas Suda? V'ayid l'chosh v'alel b'perkeitzim avochim, v'ahadi inach tchifais, mishum tishnuye b'braise, l'chosh l'misnaye. This is enough in the braise, Beis Hillel says this, so therefore it wasn't necessary for Rav to say this take-if. Beis Shammai oimrim mikaneach. Now let us look in the Mishnah again. We have here amachloikis, Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai oimrim mikaneach yodov b'mape. If the person washes on the tilas yodayim, mikaneach yodov b'mape, he dries his hands with a towel. We'll see the towel in those days wasn't too absorbent because else there wouldn't have been too much of a shiloh over here. Umeinicha ala shulchan, and the towel should be left on the table. Ubeisilul oimrim alaksas, and Beisilul said no. The table is not the place for the towel. It should be alaksas where he's sitting. So we have here our machloikis where to put down the towel. Now what is the machloikis? Tana Rabbon. Beis Shammai oimrim mekaneach yodov b'mape umeinich al ha-shulchan, that the mape should be al ha-shulchan. She'im ata oimer alaksas Gzeiro shemo yitmu mashkin shebemapo machmas aksas. We have here a wet towel. He just dried his hands with the towel. And there'll still be mashkin on this towel. And this mashkin will touch the ksas. And the mashkin will become tomei from the ksas. V'yachzeru v'yitamu es hayodai. And later he's going to use this towel again, or afraid the towel will still be toifeyach from the mashkin, and the mashkin will touch his hand, so his hands will become tameh. Let us see what Rashi says. Mashkin shebemape, shemo yehei mashke toifeyach oleho machmas nigov hayodayim. Maybe there'll be mashke on the towel machmas nigov hayodayim. V'yachzeru v'yitamu es hayodayim k'shiyikaneach bo tomid b'soy chasude. When he'll be drying his hands, b'soy chasude, he'll still be wet, and this mashke became tomei from the ksas. It seems the ksas, they weren't nizer, the ksas was possible, could be tomei. So therefore, he should be careful not to put the towel on the ksas. Frek de gemore, why are you afraid that the mashke will become tomei from the ksas? V'nitmayu ksas lemape. Forget about the mashke. Say that the ksas will be metame the mape. So the Gemara says, ein kli metamekli. No, that's no problem. Ein kli, zogt Rashi, nitmayu ksas lemape beloy mashkin. Why do you have to, you're afraid of, because it's mashkin shebe mape, on mashkin, let the ksas, you're not allowed to put the mapa on the ksas, because the ksas will be metame the mape. Ein kli she'enoi ov hatume metame kelim. That means the ksas often, shensta oifen was a rishin latume. So a rishin latume is not metame kelim, v'loi odo. V'hu, but Rashi Yereshayla, good, abotumis yodayim, the yodayim can become a sheni latume. So if the ksas is a rishin latume, so let's forget about the mape. How can he sit on the ksas? He might touch the ksas with his hands. So Rashi says that's no problem. Vuhu yizoyer shelo yigu yodov b'ksas im rishaynehi latume. No one spoke about this problem. We're speaking about the mape. Fashteitzer the ksas, he's not allowed to touch the ksas. Imagine the gewaldike pressure, what they had, b'shas achile, when they were eating chulim betare. So Al Kaponim Rashi says, that's ziche, he'll be careful, he won't touch the ksas. So if the mapa will not be wet, so he could leave the mapa on the ksas, and nothing will happen to the mapa, and memele, he wouldn't become tummy. But since we're afraid that the mapa will become wet, if you leave it on the ksas, then the mashka on the mapa would become a rishin, it would be metame yodav, and he's eating chulim betare, and he'd have yodayim tmeis. So teigdachnish. So therefore, Beishamai said, you should put the mapa on the shulchan, and we'll see soon the shulchan was toil. So nothing's going to happen. Ubeisilul oimrim alaksas. Beisilul says, punfakert. Don't put it on the shulchan. Put it on the ksas. Why? Shim ato oimer ala shulchan. If you put the mapa on the shulchan. So now we'll see. A shulchan, according to Beis Hillel, was permitted to be a sheni letume. So memele, so if you have a mapa floating around on the shulchan, it's very dangerous. Gzeiro shemo yitmu mashkin shebe mapa. We have here a wet mapa, and that's going to touch the shulchan. So now these mashkin will become a rishon, machmas ha-shulchan, v'yachzeru v'yitamu es ha-oichlin. And he's nizel to eat chulin betare, v'yachzeru v'yitamu es ha-oichlin. And it'll be metame the oichlin. So he'll be eating chulin tmeim. So therefore, you have to make sure that this mapa stays away from the shulchan. This is very dangerous, the mapa on the shulchan, because mami should be metame the oichlam ala shulchan. So the Gemara says, if you speaking about a shulchan, that's a sheni letume, letame shulchan loichlan shebesoichai. So why do you need the mapa to make trouble? The shulchan alone could make trouble. So the Gemara says, no, oche bishulchan sheni askin. We're speaking about a shulchan that's a sheni letume. Pein sheni oise shlishi bechulon ela al yedei mashke. So therefore, So the Asheni cannot be metamish a shlishi b'chul nela yidei mashkin, because the mashkin can become a rish. Let us see Rashi. The Gemara asks, let the ksas oh machma shulchan before shul kamidu. So we be silo mutal ishtamish b'shulchan sheni. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So elay de mashkin b'mayka miflugi. So what is the machlokes b'shamay and b'silo? B'shamay sovri also lishtamish b'shulchan sheni. B'shamay holds after shulchan is upkaret. A person is not permitted to use a shulchan that's a sheni l'tume. Gzeire mishem oich l'tume. If a person will be permitted to use a shulchan that's a sheni l'tume, so kahanim oich l'tume will also eat with a shulchan that's a sheni l'tume. And that would be a calamity, because a trume goes to a shlishi. So if they're eating trume on a shulchan that's a sheni l'tume, so the trume will become tummy, they'll be eating trume t'meya. So therefore they made a gzeire that even a zor is not permitted to eat from a shulchan that's a sheni l'tume. Gzeira mishum oich l'tume. So according to Beis Shammai, the shulchan was always toya. If it ever became tummy, they tabled it. So the shulchan was always toyer. So for Kerz, he said, take the mape and put it on the shulchan, and nothing is going to happen. There's no chash tuma whatsoever. No, there's no such issa of not being permitted to eat in the shulchan sheni. Mutal lishtamish b'shulchan sheni. Ay, let's be geyser mishum oich leitrume, oich leitrume zrizim hay. That means kahanim zrizim. We didn't have to aser by a Yisrael a shulchan sheni oto oich leitrume, because oich leitrume zrizim heim. I really don't understand. The Gemara says in Chulin daf kuvov, why were they mesaken the tilas yadayim by Chulin? So the Gemara says they were mesaken the tilas yadayim lechulin mishum sach trume. They wanted that the kahanim should wash their hands before they eat trume, stam yadayim shniyis. So in order to ensure that the kahanim should wash their hands before they eat trume, so they said the Yisraelim should wash their hands also. So the whole din, netilas yadayim, is mishum srach trume. So memele, so why over here when it comes to the shulchan, and that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that, that you're not allowed, you're not permitted to use a shulchan sheini, mishum oichli trume, the same thing. And here all of a sudden Beis Hillel says, Eichle Trum is Rizemein. So I really don't know why by a shulchan they were not geyser and why by Netila they were geyser. Al Koponim, that's the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let us see what Rashi says. Machma shulchan zim beforish lakame, de sovri Beis Hillel, muter li shtamish b'shulchan sheini. Mishem Eichle Trume, sha sheini poysel es a trume. Fine. So that's the machloikis. So now we understand the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, the shulchan was toyer, so it's definitely preferable to put the map on the shulchan. Nothing's going to happen with the map. It won't be mekabel tuma from anything. According to Beis Shammai, the shulchan is tomei, the ksas is tomei. So Beis Shammai said it is preferable to put the map on the ksas than putting it on the shulchan. Why? Because if you put it on the shulchan, the oichlan will become tomei. You'll put it on the ksas, so only the yadayim will become tummy. So it's preferable to put it on the shulchan. Now let us see, bavarach. Now Beis Hillel said another svara. Ein netilas yadayim lechulan minatayr. A new svara Beis Hillel said. Ein netilas yadayim lechulan minatayr. My bavarach. What's this bavarach? Hori kamalu Beis Hillel lebeis shama. V'chi teim remaish negabi oichlam dechayshinon. According to me, I say one should not put it on the shulchan. Why? Because the shulchan, since the shulchan is tameh, so memele it'll be metame the oichlam. So therefore, I say put it on the ksas. But it did not for him, for myself. I put it on the ksas, so it might be metame the yadayim. So there's a big kasha on me. Why by oichlam chayshina, maish negabi yadayim the loichashina? Afilohochi ho adife. The ain etilas yadayim lechulam in atayre, because there's no such mutzik bechlal of tumis yadayim lechulam in atayre. מוטב שיתאמו יודעים דלסלו איקה מידי רייסה, ועל יתאמו איך למדיסלו איקה מידי רייסה. That means wherever we're going to put the towel, there's a problem. If we'll put it on the table, there's a problem that it might be mitama the oichlin. If we'll put it on the ksas, it might be mitama the yodayim. That is true. The problem we have in both cases. So we have to be boicher harabe miyutai. Tumas oichlin. There is such a musig of tumas oichlin min ha-teire. Even though here we're only speaking about the rabbonons, with the tzasheini that makes it a rishin mi the rabbonon. This is only the rabbonons of al kolponim. The musig of tumas oichlim, there is such a thing min ha-teire. So memela, if we eat chulim betare, we have to akaponim take away the chishoshes of that the oichlim shouldn't become tummy, which is such a musig of tumas oichlim min ha-teire. Masha enken, if you'll put the mapa on the ksas, so the whole shash is, it's only a chshash. Maybe the ksas is tummy, maybe the towel is wet, maybe you'll touch it. So this whole shash is what'll be, so maybe it'll be mitami his yodayim. The whole musig of tumas yodayim is non-existent min ha-teire. So therefore, the chshash of tumas oichlim is a greater chshash than of tumas yadayim. So if I have to, so I should be boicher the less of the two evils, therefore I'm only chayish for tumas yadayim. So let us see Rashi. Dover acher. Afilochi ho adife. Now, Rashi seemed to learn that this Dover Acher is the same like the Dover Acher before. That means that this is another reason that Beis Hillel wants to give to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai should be made. One reason they said he shouldn't put on the Shulchan, because I'm with Tamad Oichlam. And then another reason, this is a second reason. But L'chayre, this is not a reason at all to convince Beis Shammai to be made to Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, the Shulchan is toil. So there's no problem whatsoever. There's no Tumas Oichlam over here. So therefore, Rashi says a big doichik in Pshat and the Gemara. Afilo hochi ho adif. Lachush shema ira mikre sheyishtamshu b'shulchan sheini. He says, Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, still my eitzah is better. Because let take you hold ein mishtamshim b'shulchan sheini. But let's be afraid. Shema ira mikra sheyishtamshu b'shulchan sheini. Maybe the whole thing is chashashes. Maybe he will use a shulchan sheini. So memele, so then, so therefore my eitzes are better eitzes. V'lo yanichen al gabi shulchan. Shloitetame soich lamachmas mashkin shebo. Miloche shloitetame machmas ksas v'tachzim tetame shiadayim. So he's saying, my eitz is better than your eitz, because if the shulchan will be a sheni, some emele, then the oichlim are in sakona becoming tomei, and by putting it on the ksas, only the yadayim are in sakona becoming tomei. That's how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Dover acher, ein etilus yadayim l'chula min ha-teira. Yesh forum shekosubem, hochi kamrulu beisilu l'beishamai. That Beis Hillel is telling Beis Shammai, I feel according to you. Damri su also lishtamish b'shulchan sheini mishamoich l'trum. I feel according to you. Ho adife. Deine til shedam l'chulam min ha-teire. Mutev. Vayetame tum ha-seichon. V'loi nire. So Taisis doesn't understand this girs. Da ha-komri Beis Shammai da also lishtamish b'shulchan sheini. V'doichi kloi mekemoyshe perish rashi shema b'mikre ba'alme yishtamish. I mean, what is Beis Hillel telling Afilo? According to you, my eitzah is better. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai's eitzah is better. Because the shulchan is toyer. Also, mikre. Elo nire kisvorim shekosu b'may dover acher. Hochi komglu Beis Hillel le-Beis Shammai. This dover acher is not an argument to convince Beis Shammai to be made to Beis Hillel. No, this Dover Acher is explanation of Shitas Beis Hillel. V'chiteima Beis Hillel wants to fend for themselves. Ma'ish nagabi oichlin d'chayshinan. Wherever you're going to put in the mapa, you're in hot water. If you put the mapa on the shulchan, you'll be metamad oichlin. If you put the mapa on the ksas, you're metamad yadayim. Or ma'ish nagabi yadayim d'loichashi. V'hashtu lehavai Dover Acher ki'i d'la'el. שאין צורך לטעם ראשון, before Beis Hillel gave his own טעם, אין ללך השינו לנצויצס. And the דבר האחר was another argument on Beis Shammai. אבל הוכה היי דבר האחר, לא יבואו לפור ישתיים את הבייס הלל קומו לישב דבריהם. This דבר האחר is an explanation of שיטס בייס הלל. Now, we hear in the Mishnah as follows. We hear in the Mishnah, Machloikis, the Seder, if the Mayim Achroinim is before sweeping out, or first you sweep out, and then your Neutel Mayim Achroinim. So the Mishnah says, Beshame Oimrim Mechabdin Asabais. First you sweep out, V'achar Kach Neutel Mliyadayim. V'Beisilul Oimrim Neutel Mliyadayim, V'achar Kach Mechabdin Asabais. Now what is Pshat in this Machloikis? So the Gemara says as follows. Beishamei oimrim mechabdim es habayis. First you have to sweep out. V'achar kach noitum liyadayim. Shim'ato oimah noitum liyadayim t'chile. If you'll wash my machayim first. Nimtso ato mafsid es ha'oichlin. So you'll be mafsid the oichlin. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Shemayim achoinim nitzim aleihem. It could be that the mayim achoinim will spritz on the food that's still left around. V'nimosim. So memeila, first you have to take away the food that you should not be mekalkul the food through the mayim achoinim. Even though it's by accident. Nitzim. Abo, that's possible. U'beisil aloimrim. This we skip. U'beisil aloimrim. No, im shamesh talmud chochem, if you have a shamesh talmud chochem, who neitel pirurim sheyesh bem kizayis. So the pirurim sheyesh bem kizayis, the shamesh takes away the from the table before mayim achoinim. Umeiniach pirurim sheyesh bem kizayis. And he only leaves over the pirurim sheyesh bem kizayis. In the pirurim sheyesh bem kizayis, so memeile, was geit miron that the mayim achroinim will be memayisit, the perum shem em kezayis, there's no iser of ibud oichlam. Misayil ele rabbi yoichanin, tom rabbi yoichanin perurim shein bem kezayis, mutal abdom biyat, it is permissible to be ma'abed these perurim. So memeile, so Beis Hillel said, why do you have to sweep up? You have your shamish, so the shamish took away before already, the pirurim sheyesh bem kezayis, so that's only left over is pirurim shein bem kezayis. So those pirurim afilo binitzim, it's also gonish, because there's no iser ibadoichlam on pirurim shein bem kezayis. So the Gemara asks, ba'maika miflegi, so what is the machlekes beisilum beishame? Beisilu sovri also lishtamish beshamish amoritz. Beisilu hold one is not permitted to have a shamish amoritz. A shamish amoritz is not mavchin between perurim sheyesh bem kezayis v'ein bem kezayis. He could leave over a piru sheyesh bem kezayis also. So therefore, b'shas netil shudayim, it could come out, you'll be mekalkol, mamis these perurim. So therefore, that's what Beis Hillel holds. Because of a different reason. I'll say b'shamish amoritz. So memeli yev shamish talmud chochem. So shamish talmud chochem b'shas netilus mayim achroinim. There's no problem. There's only left over perurim sheyesh bem kezayis. Shein bem kezayis. B'shamay sovri mutal ishtamish b'shamish amoritz. One is permitted to have a shamish amoritz. Therefore, if one is permitted to have a shamish amoritz, so memeli there's a chashash. Maybe there'll be left over perurim sheyesh bem kezayis. So therefore, mechabdin esabayis v'achar kach neitel masi yadayim. Omer Rab Yosi Bachninam Rab Hune Bekulei Pirken Haloche Kebeisilu Bar Meho Da Haloche Kebeishamai. That the Haloche is one is permitted to have a Shamish Amoritz, and therefore is Mechabdin and Sabayis V'achar Kach Noitlan Shedayim. Rab Oishi Yemasni Ifche Bo Man Nami Haloche Kebeisilu. Rab Oishi learned that Beisilu said Mechabdin and Sabayis V'achar Kach Noitlan Shedayim. Mele paskin like Beisilu. But comes out, this is the halacha, however you're goyres. Let us see what Rashi says. Hori gassim et tesefte, Beisilu loimrim im shamish talmud chochemu, noitel pirurim sheesh bem kezayis, umeiniach pirurim sheen bem kezayis. Masni Ibre, Mapich Baab, Sefer de Beishamel, Beisilu, Beisilu, Beishamel, the Kobabor, Nami Aloche, Ke Beisilu, we paskin like Beisilu, that, we paskin like Beisilu. Yeah. But Marab Yechen in Garcine. Yeah. Zog Taisvis, Pirurim, the last book is Ayes, Mutter la Abdom Biyad. Miu, so Taisvis says, you're allowed to be Ma'abedem. Miu Koshel an Yuse, Kedemrine Beper Kolabos, even though you're allowed to be Ma'abedem Biyad, but if you step on them, that's Koshel an Yuse. So the Goin explains, so that's Be'emison Pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say, Basilo say, Neutlum li yadayim trille, and then, va'achakach mechabdin es abayis. What is shat va'achakach mechabdin es abayis? So the Goyin explains as follows. Neutlum li yadayim trille. There's no chash that the netilas yadayim will be ma'abed the oichlim because you only have oichlim, she'ain behem kezayis. And then they bench, take of a netila broche. You don't have to, after, when they're about to get up, so now there's a chash of anius, but even though you're allowed to be ma'abed oichlem, you're allowed to be doiris al oichlem, because that's kosher anius. So memele, so that's what Taisus is saying here. Taisus is saying that there's a heter la'abdo miyad, but there's a nisa drise. And so the going says that fakib shan beisilu. Not only yedayim va'acha kach means acha bichas ha'mozayim, mechabdin es abayis. Din kibud abayis is favos. Is out the because Pirurim are kosher on these, and that's even Pirurim she'ain behem kizayis. Beishamai oimrim ner umozin. Yeah, so the Mishnah we had ner umozin upsamim or ner psamim umozin. Av uneba Yehuda ikla lebei rove. Chazir le rove de borech apsamim bereish. So he saw rove made first. But we do bayre mine psamim, and then bayre meire yesh. Amalei mechdi beishamei beisilu amoyer loy pligi. There's no machlokes which comes first. The sign, the snan. We learned in the Mishnah beishamei oimrim neir umozayin psamim ba'avdola. That beisilu oimrim neir psamim mozayin ba'avdola. The shaila is where mozayin comes in. If Mozin is mafsik after the Ner, or after the Psomim, but al koponim, yezichem magdim moir le Psomim. So why did you make Psomim before moir? Oni rove basrei, so rove answered him, yeah, you are gvalde keboki, zu divrei Rab Meir. The Mishnah goes according to Rab Meir. Am Rabbi Yehuda imer leinechleku beishamei beisilul ala mozin shubitchile. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, fakert. And when he's in the middle of eating, so mozin comes first. Val abdola shibisayt. Al manechleku al hamoyer val apsomim. The whole machlokes is al hamoyer val apsomim. Which you do first? Shebeishamei oimrim al hamoyer v'achar kach psomim. Beisilul oimim psomim v'achar kach moir. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan no go'om ki beisilul alibid Rabbi Yehuda. That means even though we have a stam mishneh that would seem to say that moir has to be before psomim, but the minhag ha'olam is not like the mishneh, the way Rabbi Yehuda said pshat in the machlokes, and therefore, so according to beisilul, it's psomim v'achar kach moir. Exactly what the lomdus of the machloikis is, the Ritva says as follows, that the shitas beishamai is, that the first hanoah, it seems he was, there was some madlik neiris, so the first hanoah that a person had was the moir, shenena mimenu miyat, so therefore he has to make a boire miyore heish. And Beis Hillel held, even though he sees the moir right away, but the psomim is a covered Shabbos, because the inyan of taking psomim meitzoi Shabbos is because the neshama yisera leaves the person, vayinofash, vaynefesh, sheshovas vayinofash, after Shabbos, vaynefesh, the neshama yisera goes away, so memele, so he's mitztayer, so therefore he takes the psomim, so this tzar, in this Netilas Besomim is a covered Shabbos. So one should first be Magdim Apule, which is a Hiro and Kovit Shabbos, before be making the Broche Al Hamoyah. That is the Machloikis Beishamei and Beisilo. Zok Toisvis, Bekule Pilkin Aloche Ke Beisilo, Lebar Meho. Vim Taima, Vahu, the Yarzalim Koimoi, Vyevorech Mashmed Aloche Ke Beishamei Lekamot. Bishmaiten, mit der Ovdi Ameroi Basrayu. Later we have a machloikis Beishamei and Beisilo of a person ate in one mokim, and he went away. Does he have to return to bench, or can he be Mevorech Bimkoimoi? So Beisilo holds Mevorech Bimkoimoi, and the Ameroim did like Beishamei. So this is not the only case in this peri. Yishloimed lechoshiv lo, mishim dosma filo Beisilo, moidu le Beishamei. El shalo yitrikuhu, Lekach. Their pshat is they weren't, that means Beisilo is also moide that anhoge of Beishamai is preferable. Now they want matriach a person to do it. So there the Amiroim did like Beishamai. But here there's taka machloikis. Beishamai said, Beisilo said there's another anhoge. Nogu ha'om ke Beisilo alibe de Rab Yehuda. Taimo. That, the nana filuchatchila noigim kain. We feel zech lechatchile according to Beis Hillel, and we make psalmim v'ache kachmoye. But Perek Ador Oimer, that when the Gemara says, Nogu oiruye loimerin, you don't paskin like that. V'yovet hochile madrinelei. If he does like that, you don't tell him he did wrong. But Nogu is not lechatchile dikan hoge. V'shloimer, when do you say Nogu is like that? Osami kamiroi de pligi. Chad omar haloche, v'chad omar nogu, v'ave perish halochu, v'hebet. There if you have two amiroim, and one says haloche, and one says nogu, so nogu means not alchatchila dikan hoge. Avol ochel yocheli is deinkan, the deinkan ele nogu greide. Here there's only a nogu alone. So here could be nogu, could be a filu lechatchila. Zog the Gemara weiter. Beishamei oimrim, we heard here a machloikis, what broche is made on the ner havdole. Beishamai said, sheboro mo'er ha'esh, ubeisilu loimrim, boirei mi'oirei ha'esh. So it seemed there's a double machloikis. And boro and boirei, and mo'er and mo'irei. So, omarove, bebore kulaome loi pligi. Boro is zicher a good lotion. The borem mashma. Bor, it's mashma, aloshin l'shova. And we're speaking about the moirei, that the rabbeinu l'shoilom was boirei. So that's l'shova. So bor is ichr good. Ki pligi, the machloikis is not that Beis Hillel says that bor is no good. The machloikis is boirei good. Beisham, I sovri, boirei the osid l'mivre. Boirei is a loshen osid that will create. Ubeisilu sabri, boirei nami de bora mashma. Boirei is also good. So it would come out, Estes, so Beisilu is saying that boirei is also good. Verkert could be als chidish von the fun, that since verkert, the boirei, even though it's a loshen, that it's a debatable loshen, and Beisilu holds that it's good, so therefore they held that Beirei is, one should say Beirei to show that Beirei is also a good losh. Mosev Rav Yosef, how could you say that is the machloikis? It says, Yeitzer Oir uvoirei choyshech. So we see, and there means boro choyshech. Yeitzer horim uvoirei ruach, boirei ashamayim v'noitayim. So we see klor that Beirei is a loshen over. Elom Rav Yosef, beboro boirei kulah maloi pligi, beboro mashm. That boro, that it's a loshen ova. So there's no machloikis. Ki pligi b'moir u'moirei. So the whole machloikis is, do you say moir ha'ish or moir ha'ish? The Beishamai sovri, chode nahoire ike benure. Beishamai holds, there's one oir in the fire, or Beisilo sovri, tuve nahoire ike benure. Tanyanami hochi, omrlem bisilu beishamai, harbei ma'oirois yesh bo'er. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, debora mashme, l'shova, v'yofa lo'omroi. בורו זיכרגות, שעל בריאס האויר שבורו בשישה שמי ברשס, משבחם הישראל, לפי שבמיצוי שבס נברו כדמרינן בפסוכם. So l'chayre, when I looked at this Rashi, it sounded like this double-talking Rashi. Rashi says, you have to say a loshen over, shal b'riyes ha'oir sheboro b'sheishe shemei b'reishes, m'shabche mo'isoi, v'mishabeich the Rebbein Shloim on the oir that was created b'sheishe shemei b'reishes, and then Rashi says, l'fishe meitzoi Shabbos nivro, meitzoi Shabbos is not from the sheishe shemei b'reishes, meitzoi Shabbos is already the second week. We'll come back to that in a minute. Boirei, davar shu boirei tomit, boholoi shaycha hoche, sherei kvar nivro. Harbe ma oireis, there are many oireis, shall have a sadume, levona, v'yirakrakas. So therefore that's the svore of Beis Hillel. It could be pshat in Rashi, in Agavuche, I'll tell you over a goin, that how the goin is mevayer, pshat in the machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And there's another problem over here. The Gemara says, "Beboire kula alma loy pligi." Beire is also a loshen over. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says boro, and Beis Hillel says beire? If there's no machloike, so why does it say that chilek in the Mishnah? The Goyin says that, the Goyin says as follows, the Beis Shammai holds that the bracha boro moir ha'eish is a bracha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the yisoid ha'eish. That is the bracha. The gam onu moitziim b'chol yoim eish mechadosh v'hakol bo mi yisoid ha'eish. That means that we can create an H through friction, or through any other oifen, that is only since there is in the Briya a Yisoid Ha'esh, so Memele, so this ignites, whatever the Pula is, this ignites, in the, so we're Moshech from this Yisoid Ha'esh, and we create an H. Ubi Yisoid Ha'esh, the Goyin says, Gavon Echot. The Yisoid Ha'esh is only one color. Bachsim in another place says the Yisoid Ha'esh is Shocher Grad. Ube'esh Shalonu yesh harbe gavon. So the Goyin explains the Machlokes Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel is that when we create an Eish, the Zecher of the Eish of Adam Harishon, that was Moitzoi Shabbos, as Chazal tell us, was Amir de Kematzev, the Shemesh did not go down, the first Shabbos is when Alichtike Shabbos for Adam Harishon. There was no Erev that Shabbos. The Shemesh, there was no Shkiyah Sachameh. And Memela, so the whole Shabbos was Lichtik. So Adam Harishon was never exposed to darkness. Meitzoi Shabbos came, and then it became pitch black. And a person should imagine pitch black without any light whatsoever. So he's very tzebrochen. So the Rebbeinu Shlom told him that there's an oifen that one can make a nation, made by the Meirei Heish, that one created a Heish. So al kaponim, the yisoid, the efsharus to create an Heish, that is because there is a yisoid ha'esh in the Bria. So Beis Shammai hold that the broche, whenever a mitzoy Shabbos, when we make the broche is on the yisoid ha'esh, with which we can make an Eish, but with the brach is only on the Yisoid Eish, so therefore it's very preferable to use a Loshen Ovar, and to speak about Moir, because the Yisoid Eish is one color. Beis Hillel held that in the brach, we also include the Koyach to create an Eish. That means in the because of the Yisoid Eish, Lamaisa, the bracha is on the Eish that we created now. So therefore, it is preferable to use a Loshen Boirei, because Boirei in Yisoid has in it the Loshen Ovar, which we are being Meshabeich, the Rebbein Shalom, on the Yisoid Eish was created B'Sheisha Shemei Amaisa.
But it also includes the Eish that is created through the Yisoid Eish, and that Eish is Habi Gavonim. So therefore, that is why we say Boirei, and that is why they're Medaktik on the Gavonim, Beisilu, because according to them, the Brocha should also include the Briyas Eish, that through the Yisoid Eish, what we can create. So it could be, I mean, that's what Rashi says, Briyas Eish, Shabor, B'Sheish, Shimei B'Reishis, That means because the Yisoy Deish was Nivra B'Sheishim Ebereishis. In Meitzoy Shabbos, we were able to ignite from the Yisoy Deish to make an Eish for our Shimush. That could be his Pshat and Rashi. Ein Mevorchim. The Mishnah says that and there's halachis on the Ner and Psomim of Avdolah, one does not make an all Neris. Ein mevorchin loy al aner v'loy al apsomim shel akum v'loy aner v'loy apsomim shel meisim loy aner v'loy apsomim shel avayde zore. Zog te gemore. Oh, let's see taisi. V'bor kol amo loy pligi v'im taimo hoi v'loy pligi v'loshem bor amai omar boirei v'shloimel. So the goyin seem to answer this. The loshem kro odiv, since the posik it says boirei, I really don't understand Taisvis. What's a Loshen called? There's no Lishne Dekro that Boirei Eish, Boirei Moirei Eish. It says what? It says Boirei Ruach, so it says Boro also. Why is Boirei a Loshen more Lishne Dekro than Boro? I don't understand. Okay, Taisvis says the Loshen Kro Odif, and therefore Boirei is a Lishne Dekro. Bishloime Ner Mishum Deloi Shavas. So it says, Eim evochem al ner shel akum, mishum deloy shavas. So Rashi says, what is the taich deloy shavas? We'll have a meiradike sugya with meiradike chedushim, that a ner of a goy is loy shavas. Mimleches aveire. A ner from a goy was loy shavas mimleches aveire. Sha'ivet keichovim oise melocha le'oiroi usanya lekamon eir shalai shavas ein mevorchin olav hoyul v'nevda boyaveira. So in this Rashi we have two meiradike chidushim. Chidush number one, lechayre a goy doing melocha on Shabbos is in our eyes is not an avere. Fakert, akum sheshovas chayiv mise. Fakert, it's a mitzvah, not an avere. And here it says that nevda boy avere. That's one problem. And then we have another problem. If Rashi would have said that the goy was madlik, the ner Shabbos, no, we could understand a little, maybe perhaps later of a shtickle beer, that's called Sotot Keton Gvorna Achilu Shabbos, Svelte Menuche Shabbos, and Shvise Shabbos, that it was created, Lemaise, the creation of a Eish in Shabbos, is a stire to Menuche Shabbos and Shvise Shabbos. No, a goy is not mitzuvah, but Lemaise, it is a stire to Menuche Shabbos and Shvise Shabbos. Kemenach Abissel Fashtein. But Al Kaponim Rashi says a greater chiddush. That Rashi says the meleches aveira is that b'shas, that forget about how the light was burning, ichveis from Erev Shabbos, the light was burning. Oisem melocha le'oiroi, that if other, the oir was used to make possible other melocha should be done. The guy wasn't saying tilamahol Shabbos, the guy was doing melocha Shabbos. So this oir made possible for the goy to do melacha, this is our oir shaloi shavas. And the mela that's called nevda boyaveira. Now we will see soon, the goy makes a grais in this Rashi, because we have a stir on the Rashi that in Gimel Amad Aleph. About al kolponim, there are other rishonim that say klo, that there is such a chesorim. The Meiri says as follows: Ner shaloi shavas me avere shrei hudlak b'Shabbos. Good, hudlak b'Shabbos means it was the goy lit in Shabbos. That's called shaloi shavas me avere. oinase boy, or with the ner was done a malache. Also, he could say he was matted in there. Oile oirai meleches iser Shabbos. Oinase boy, oile oirai meleches iser b'Shabbos. He says the oil was used to facilitate a maleches Shabbos. The Rashbats also says such a thing. If you eat by your oil, that's not called iser. Al kaponim, there is such a shita rishainim, which is a mu'uyim dike chidish on the thing, that's also called nevda boy avere. That this was misaviv, this made possible that meloches could be done, that's also called nevda boy avere, and one will not make a broche on this oil. An oil that through this oil, meloche was done in Shabbos through a goy, so that one will not make a broche on this oil. And that's not say a kanois. You're not yoytze. If you make a broch on a ner shalei shavas, you're not yoytze. That's never the boy aveira. So al kaponim, this the Gemara understood be pashte. So the Gemara says as follows. So ner shall says the Mishnah, ner shall akum, mishlem and ner, mishum de loy shavas. That I understand. No problem. Ela b'somim, my time aloy. Why can't one use goyish b'somim? We're speaking about that these psalmim were used in the mesibah, a goyish mesibah. So what's wrong with that? It's for avodah zarah. So memele, so the psalmim is a takruvus avodah zarah. So therefore, one is not permitted to use these psalmim. There's an iser to be meriach psalmim shall avay dezor. Like the Gemara mediktoni seife, ein mevoch loy aner v'loy psalmim shall avay dezor. Michlal derei shel ab avay dezor askinen. So that's another din. Amar Rav Chanina mesure matam koma. No, the seife is not a new halacha. The Seif is giving a reason why a mevorchim al ner b'somim shalakum. Matam a mevorchim lo yal aner v'lo yal b'somim shalakum. Bibnei shestam mesibis oiv dekechovim lavay dezore. So therefore, that's why there's an iser noisef of ner. Ner is called tashmish avay dezore, and b'somim is called takuvis avay dezore. So the male vassal, one should not make a broch on them. Mesibis oiv de kechovim zogt Rashi la'achila l'sud. Tana rabona, oil sheshovas mevorchin olo. Oil sheshovas, an oil that was shovas in Shabbos mevorchin olo. Sheloi shovas ein mevorchin olo. Mai shovas u mai loy shovas ineime loy shovas machmas meloche afilu mi meloche de teire afilu you'll say loy shovas machmas meloche afilu mi meloche de teire vasanya oir shalchaya vishalchoyle mevolchin olov. That means if a person was madlik in Shabbos a oir for a yoldis or for a chayla sheyesh by sakone mevorchin olov. So you see, if it was a meloche shel heter, that you're mevorchin olov. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no. If it's a meloche of pikuach nefesh, that's called eir shel shovas. My shovas, she shovas machmas meleches aveire. No. The shvisa you need is not meleches hateire. Meleches hateire, that's muta. Meleches aveire is also. Tanya nami hochi abaraise. Ashoshish shahisa deileches vahileches kolayim kuloi. Lamaitsoi shabes mevochin olof. You have to understand what the tanya nami hochi is. Here is, al kaponim, that if there was no aveire involved, there was burning a whole shabes. So memele mevorchin olel. Let us see Rashi. Ine meloi shavas machmas meloche, vafilu hi meloche shel heter, ki goin shel choyle vishel chaye komadein mevorchin. Hashoshis lantirne, שאויסא דלקס והילכס מערב שבת ובבייס ישראל. So lechayre, why does Rashi say ubebeis Yisrael? Rashi says, so lechayre, Rashi l'shita, say over here. Because Rashi was mechadish that in the base Akum, he didn't say Tillam all Shabbos, he was doing melachis lo'eiroi. So that's not called oir sheshovas mimlechis aveire. So bebeis Yisrael. L'moy tzoy Shabbos mevorchim, l'fi sheloi nevde bo aveire, Shaloi Udlika Bishabis. So this Rashi, it's the size of the Friedeke Rashis. Here Rashi says the only Aveira is Shaloi Udlika Bishabis. Rashi should have said something else. So the Goin brings a raya from this Rashi that Rashi does not hold Bechlal of Yener in Yin. The Miri also brings a raya from this Rashi God. That according to Rashi, even though it's Nasus Malocha Lo'iroi, Abi was Loi Udlika Ba'Aveira, is Solomaisa that's called Ner Sheshovas. So the Goyim, because of this, makes a grais in the Friedeke Rashi. Lamaisa is a steer of these Rashis. So he says, Sheva Kechovim Oysa Meloche Be'oiroi, not Le'oiroi. Al Kaponim, we have here a Meiridike Machloikis. Now, Be'etzem, we have here a Meiridike Chiddish, that a Goy is Madlik, The etzem ha'ora of Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, the Beis Meir and Evan Ezer, Simon Hayes, if gotten you down with this, the Kasha. The Beis Meir wundert sich da von the Gemara. What is Pshat na Gemara this? Called Ner Shenevda Boy Aveire. But al Koponim, we would seem from this Gemara, Amir de Kechidish. That be'etzem, a goy is not mitzuve in Shabbos. He's not mitzuve. But lemaise, when setutzach amaloch in Shabbos, it's called that the shvises are Shabbos, the menuchas are Shabbos is gestert. But he is not mitzuve to see that the shvises are Shabbos or the menuchas are Shabbos should not be gestert. That's the whole pshat. Lechayre, we have to understand why, if a yid is madlik a ner for a chaye and a chayle sheyesh by sakone, so also say the same thing. I mean, good, he's allowed to do it. It's the same heter lechayre, there's no bigger heter than by a goy. A yid is madlik a ner in Shabbos. That's not called ner shenev de boyaveya. So it could be, this would be a shtikel raya to the Maram in Rutenberg that the Rosh brings down in Yume. The Rosh in Yume brings down a very interesting shaila. What if you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone? And he needs meat. And there's two alternatives. Alternative one is, I have nevela in front of me, I can give him this nevela, no problem. Alternative number two is, teshechta behema for him. So the shaila is, nizachayla sheyesh by sakona. What should one do? Should he give him the nevela, or should you shech the behemah? So the Maram in Rutenberg said that he should go in shecht. And the Maram in Rutenberg says, why? Because melech Shabbos, b'moki pekuach nefesh, is ki'ilu oso b'choil. This is a melech hamuteres. For a pikuach nefesh to eat nevela, that's called he's eating nevela. No, pikuach nefesh, make mess in nevela. Pikuach nefesh, so the lomdus is, he holds its hutra. That means, perhaps we could say, pikuach nefesh doiche Shabbos, sheshtupta vek the Shabbos. It's like there's no Shabbos over here. Kechel shavu rabbonu. So it's considered that there was no stira to the menucha Shabbos and shvisa Shabbos. The calendar changes. When it comes to Achilish Yesh by Sakona, it's Oy Shabbos. So therefore, that's called Aner Sheshavas. Al Goy that does Ameloche, it's not Oy Shabbos. It's Shabbos. No, he's not Mitzuve in the Chilul Shabbos. Abulamaisa Heises Setutzach Achilul Shabbos. Be'etzem. So therefore, that's called Aner Sheshavas.